Case study, cognitive bias in medical diagnosis, the disastrous effects of anchoring. This case involves a 42-year-old woman with a markedly significant family history of breast cancer. Her mother and both of her grandmothers had all been previously diagnosed with this disease. Initial treatment. In July 2010, the patient presented to the Milmick-insured general surgeon for a consultation due to an abnormal mammogram performed 2 weeks prior that showed the onset of a sudden asymmetric density in the upper aspect of the right breast. A mammogram and ultrasound with spot compression views taken that day demonstrated that the density was not persistent and most likely represented a summation of fibroglandular tissue. A right breast ultrasound showed several solid lesions, and one of those at 12 o'clock, 2 centimeters from the nipple, was exhibiting acoustical shadowing and was suspicious. 1 week later, the patient presented for an ultrasound-guided biopsy of this lesion, which was performed by the general surgeon at a hospital surgery center. The surgeon took 2 separate cores and a clip dropped directly under ultrasound guidance, just slightly lateral to the lesion. The pathology was consistent with benign fibrous breast tissue, and the examination revealed no signs of infection, moderate post-op induration, and firmness. The patient returned for re-examination and a repeat right sonogram in January 2011. The reading was given BI-RADS 3 for probable benign findings. A breast exam was within normal limits. In July 2011, a bilateral mammogram revealed a right breast without evidence for malignancy and a left breast with suspicious microcalcifications with nodularity. Additional sonogram images demonstrated a suspicious mass in the medial upper left breast correlating with abnormal mammogram findings, and an ultrasound-guided biopsy was recommended. BI-RADS 4, a suspicious abnormality, was noted. A bilateral ultrasound revealed no significant interval changes in multiple solid lesions in the right breast. In August 2011, the patient returned for an ultrasound-guided left breast biopsy at the 10 o'clock position, 4 centimeters out from the nipple, at the area of the previous scar from which she had fibroadenoma excised in the past. There was a shadowing hypoechoic nodule in that area, probably related to scarring change or recurrent fibroadenoma. The general surgeon was only able to obtain a single core biopsy due to continued bleeding. She placed a biopsy clip below the hematoma as best I could, but it was hard to see the residual nodule at that point, and it certainly is within very close proximity to the nodule. The pathology revealed benign fibroadenoma. In March 2012, a left breast ultrasound was performed, and the history of fibroadenosis was noted. The radiologist pointed out a hypoechoic, irregularly shaped lesion with sharp angles and extensive shadowing at the 10 o'clock position, 8 to 9 centimeters from the nipple, had slightly increased in size when compared to the prior study. He recommended an ultrasound-guided biopsy for further evaluation, noted BI-RADS 4, a suspicious abnormality, and called the general surgeon's surgical group to report his findings. The practice's triage notes that same day indicate radiologist called regarding sono report. He states that in the left breast, the solid lesion has gotten larger and still looks like a malignancy, so he recommends a repeat biopsy. This message was sent to the general surgeon, who asked staff to arrange a follow-up visit for the patient. In April 2012, the general surgeon saw the patient and noted a history of multiple benign nodules biopsied in each breast, most recently on the left breast at 10 o'clock, which the doctor had biopsied the previous summer and revealed as an atrophic fibroadenoma. She noted a recent follow-up sonogram had revealed it to be slightly larger, and it was given a BI-RADS 4 recommendation despite the negative benign biopsy, which was concordant with findings of a fibroadenoma. The surgeon noted that its shadowing on sonogram was due to the fact that it was an atrophic fibroadenoma, not because it was a worrisome malignancy. Pathology proved that, and it had not grown markedly to require surgical excision. Routine mammogram in July. The patient was scheduled for follow-up in August 2012 with a bilateral mammogram. The general surgeon subsequently left the surgical group and provided no further care to the patient. Subsequent follow-up and diagnosis. The mammogram was performed in early September 2012. The patient was seen at the practice by a nurse practitioner who reviewed the mammogram findings that indicated, again, seen are calcifications with associated density within the left breast at approximately 9 to 10 o'clock position near the chest wall unchanged compared to prior study. Apparently, this has been biopsied previously and was benign. No new lesions are identified. Recommend continued routine mammograms. The patient was without complaints. The breast exam was benign, and she was asked to return in 1 year for follow-up and a bilateral mammogram. In May 2013, 4 months before her next scheduled follow-up visit, the patient called the surgical group and indicated the mass had gotten larger and she wanted it examined. She was seen by a different general surgeon in the group who examined her and noted a mass in the left breast at about 10 o'clock that was very large and fixated in both directions. It was classified as a BI-RADS 4 on mammogram and ultrasound. The surgeon felt an excisional biopsy was warranted, and he explained the complications and risks to the patient. In June 2013, the surgeon performed a left modified radical mastectomy and a right simple mastectomy with reconstruction by plastic surgery. The patient was given a diagnosis of stage 3C adenocarcinoma of the breast. Chemotherapy was initiated within 2 months by an oncologist, and the patient also underwent radiation treatment. The patient's quality of life on chemo and radiation therapies was quite poor, and she suffered from many complications, including a recurrence 2 months after the mastectomy, joint pain, fatigue, change in sleep patterns, vision changes, memory issues, numbness and tingling of her feet, skin rash on her arms, loss of appetite, and daily diarrhea, as well as occasional palpitations, shortness of breath, frequent urination, and hot flashes. A March 2017 CT PET scan showed no active breast cancer. CT PET scans and bone scans are performed every 6 months, and the patient remains with fatigue, neuropathy, and joint pain. Lawsuit filed and expert reviews. A lawsuit was filed by the patient against the Milmick-insured general surgeon who provided the initial treatment, as well as against her surgical group practice. Expert reviews in various specialties were extremely critical of the care provided by the initial general surgeon. Two general surgeons who reviewed the case indicated that a biopsy MRI should have been performed following the ultrasound of March 2012, given the plaintiff's extremely high risk for disease and the ultrasound result recommending a repeat biopsy. They questioned why the general surgeon performed the breast biopsy herself, believing such procedures were best left to radiologists with specialized training. The strong family history of breast cancer, dense breast tissue, irregular mass with rough edges, and calcifications all should have signaled to the general surgeon that the pathology of fibroadenoma, known to be present and around cancer, was wrong, and an excision or biopsy of the calcifications should have been done. Either way, the patient had required close monitoring. An oncology reviewer felt the general surgeon should not have done the biopsy herself in August 2011, and there should have been at least 3 core biopsies taken instead of 1. This oncologist also opined that the surgeon should have followed the radiologist's recommendation in March 2012 for a repeat biopsy. Follow-up imaging was necessary to make sure no recurring mass was present. As a diagnosis of stage 3C has a very poor prognosis, he opined that her cancer was unlikely to be curable and that the patient's chance for survival would have been close to 100% had her condition been diagnosed in 2011. Finally, a radiology reviewer agreed that a biopsy with 1 core was inadequate, and the failure to re-biopsy after the sonogram in March 2012 was inexcusable. Settlement. This case was settled out of court on behalf of the general surgeon and her former surgical group for a total of $3 million. That amount was comprised of the general surgeon's $1.3 million primary policy, her $1 million excess policy, and $700,000 from the surgical group's professional entity policy. A legal and risk management analysis. The main allegation against the defendants in this case was that the treating physician failed to diagnose the patient's breast cancer. Any failure to diagnose cancer not only requires the defense team and reviewers to look at whether the standard of care was met, but also whether an earlier diagnosis would have impacted the patient's staging and prognosis. Multiple experts agreed that there were significant concerns with the care provided by the general surgeon and that an earlier diagnosis would have resulted in a better chance of survival for the patient. The surgeon also failed to consider that the patient's family history was significant for breast cancer in her mother and both grandmothers. Therefore, the care of the general surgeon could not be defended. Ultimately, the general surgeon's failure to perform an adequate three-core biopsy, coupled with her failure to perform a second biopsy, as suggested by the radiologist, resulted in the late diagnosis of the patient's breast cancer. But why did the general surgeon fail to perform the second biopsy? In this case, the general surgeon was anchored to her diagnosis of fibrocystic breast disease. Anchoring is a form of cognitive bias that occurs when a medical provider has a narrow focus on a single feature in a patient's presentation to support a diagnostic hypothesis, even if other concurrent features or subsequent information refutes this hypothesis. The patient in this case had imaging performed that should have raised suspicion for malignancy, but no further investigation was done. Rather, the general surgeon focused on the previous pathology reports of benign fibrous tissue. Relying on her convictions as to the diagnosis, and contrary to the changes noted on the subsequent mammogram and sonogram, as well as the recommendations from the radiologist, the general surgeon never performed an additional biopsy. Interestingly, the biopsy results that the general surgeon was anchored to were from the single core biopsy. At this time, as the findings on imaging and pathology were discordant, the general surgeon should have considered that the biopsy may not have been adequate. As noted by the experts, a single core biopsy is not the standard of care. While the general surgeon did encounter bleeding during the initial biopsy, once additional imaging raised concerns, she should have given those changes consideration and included the possibility for malignancy in her diagnosis. Had the general surgeon performed a proper biopsy, investigated the changes in the patient's imaging findings, and followed the radiologist's recommendations instead of being anchored to her initial diagnosis, the care of the surgeon could have been defensible and would not have resulted in a stage 3 cancer diagnosis. This case illustrates the severity of outcomes that may occur in the face of the cognitive bias of anchoring to a diagnosis and a plan of care. It also settled for such a large amount because the patient was a young working mother of 2 children and suffered a difficult course of treatment with complications and a poor prognosis.